What is CheckBack and how do I use it? Let Godfrey help us learn how. Hi, I'm Godfrey, and like you, I sometimes use health services. Together with other patients, carers, and health workers, I helped design this website. We spoke to a wide range of people and found many of us leave a health appointment not being completely clear about what was said or what we need to do. Here is what people told us about how hard it can be to understand and remember everything. One person said, "I say this, they say do this and this, and then, you know, come back in 6 months' time and I leave and I'm just like, what do I have to do?" And another one said, "It's just one thing after another. My mind has gone blank and I can't absorb it all. I'm just reeling." And one more said, "When I went to the doctors, I really understood what he was telling me. But once I went home, I forgot half of the words he was telling me." Does this ever happen to you? Do you sometimes feel like you haven't quite understood or that you can't remember exactly what you need to do? There are many benefits of making sure you understand the information that health workers give you. Here are a few that people shared with us. One person said, "It saves me time and trouble as I don't have to come back later." And another said, "It makes me less anxious if I know what's going on. I spend less time worrying if I understand." And one more said, "CheckBack is not only a time saver, it's a life saver." Understanding health information can also help keep you safe. One person said, "I thought I had it all sorted, but then my daughter picked up I wasn't taking my tablets properly. I guess that's why I got dizzy and had the fall." And a doctor told us, "We know that when people don't really understand, that they may need to come back again. The treatment may not work as well, or they may even need to come into hospital." One way to check everything is clear is to repeat back the information you've been told. We call this process CheckBack. It lets both you and the health worker, who is giving you the information, be sure that things have been explained clearly. Checking back is something we already know how to do because we do it every day. Here's an example of how we already do this in our everyday life. Emil, Sue, and Anna are catching up in their local cafe. The waitress says, "Hey there, what can I get you all?" Emil says, "Hi, yeah, can I get a flat white?" Sue says, "I'll have one too." And Anna says, "And I'll have a mocha. No, actually, make that a hot chocolate." Then the waitress says, "Okay, so that's two flat whites and was it a mocha?" And Anna says, "No, a hot chocolate, please." And so the waitress says, "Oh yeah, that's right, a hot chocolate. Won't be long." Perhaps you can relate to what these two consumers told us. One person said, "I usually say, I often forget things, so I need you to tell me one more time." And another said, "Well, I tend to forget names. When someone tells me their name, I have to say it back to them. It's a small thing, but it reinforces it in my head." Have a listen to the narration of this short animation, which is a great summary of how CheckBack can make a difference for everyone. The animation asks, "So what is CheckBack?" CheckBack is an easy way to make sure you leave a health appointment confident that you understand and can recall what a health worker has told you. There are four steps to CheckBack. 1. Listen closely to what the health worker is saying. 2. in your own words, summarize what they said. You could say something like, I just want to check I've got everything. Did you say? Even if you think you've understood, check back. If there is a lot of information, then try to check back as you go. If you have missed something, the health worker may re-explain some points. Listen again, and if you're still not sure, check back again. You could say something like, okay, I think I've got it this time. You mean I need to... If they use medical words you don't understand, ask them to speak plainly. If you need a bit more help, you can take someone with you to ask questions on your behalf, write the information down, or ask the health worker to write it down for you. Ask if you can record the conversation on your phone. Ask who to contact if you have any follow-up questions when you get home. So the next time you visit a health worker, will you check to get it right? You can use Check Back with any health worker, even if you think they are busy. Here's an example of how Petra used Check Back to make sure she understood what her GP told her. Petra introduces this video by saying, sometimes I feel like they have one hand on my shoulder and the other on the doorknob. I know doctors are really busy and I don't want to take up their time, especially when they have a waiting room full of patients. But recently, I used CheckBack and it made things really clear for me. And the doctor didn't seem to mind that I asked. When speaking to the doctor, Petra says, okay, great. I just want to check back to make sure I take the medication safely. So I take this new antibiotic 3 times a day until my cough goes away, and the existing antibiotic that I'm on once a day, I continue taking that one as well. Dr. George replies, no, the once a day antibiotic you need to stop, and the 3 times a day antibiotic I'm going to give you today, that is the one you start. They're not safe together. And you need to finish the box off of the antibiotic I give you today. Not till the cough goes, you need to finish the box off. It's good that you checked. It's better that you take the time now to be sure. Petra says, yes, and it means when I get home, I don't have to call you to double check. And Dr. George replies, yes, that's right. And I hope you get better fairly quickly. Petra says, thank you. Hear what they both had to say about using CheckBack. Dr. George says, all too often, I see patients going away not understanding, so I really like it when people ask me questions before they leave. Petra says, I know some healthcare workers may not be comfortable with me asking questions, but it's too important not to. After all, it's my body, my health. The health workers we spoke to were supportive of their patients using CheckBack. In fact, they told us there were benefits not just for their patients, but also for themselves. One physiotherapist said, it always makes me feel so upset when people come back to hospital because things were not made easier for them to remember or understand. And a nurse said, I value open and honest communication. To me, it's a two-way partnership. Do you check to get it right when you talk to a health worker? Sometimes, most of the time, I try to. Unsure. Yes, I want to. No. People told us some of the reasons they don't use CheckBack. One person said, my doctor is always busy and other people are waiting. Another said, I feel nervous or embarrassed. And another, I'm afraid of looking silly because I don't understand. One more said, I don't feel confident talking to medical people. and another, "I feel stressed and anxious in medical appointments and can't take in what they're saying." And one more said, "I just don't feel I have the right to question what they say." Which of these might prevent you from checking back? One of these options may describe your barrier. The options are: the doctor or health worker is busy and other people are waiting. Or I feel nervous or embarrassed. Or I'm afraid of looking silly because I don't understand. Or I don't feel confident talking to medical people. Or when I feel anxious or upset, it's hard to concentrate and remember. Or I don't feel I have the right to question what my doctor says. In the module, you can download a resource that gives some tips for using CheckBack with confidence. Practicing CheckBack at home and in everyday life will help you build the habit of doing it when you visit a health worker. Here are some things you could say to your health worker to check you've understood correctly. Choose one or two that you would be comfortable using. After you've chosen your sentences, in the module, you can use the next button to add them to your personal CheckBack help sheet. The options are: I just want to go back over what you said. I just want to check back that I... Can I double check with you how I should take my medication? If the pharmacist says, take 3 mils 3 times a day, I'll say back, so I just take 3 mils 3 times a day, is that right? I need to make sure I've got this right. I'm not sure I understand. Would you please repeat what you said? Thank you for telling me that. I just want to check that I've understood correctly. Did you mean... I need to be sure I understand what I have to do. I don't think I got it all. Can you tell me again, please? That is very important information, and I want to make sure I got it all. Did you say... I'm not sure what you mean by... So how will you use CheckBack next time you visit a health worker? In the module, you can download your personal CheckBack help sheet to take with you to your appointments. This will give you some prompts for CheckBack, remind you of what you want to ask, and provide space for the health worker to write key points down. In the module, you can download a general version of this resource. Here are some other things you could do to help you understand and remember information. 1. Bring a support person. Take someone with you to your health appointment. Better yet, take someone who is comfortable asking questions. If they can't come in person, they could join in by phone or video link. 2. Use an interpreter. Ask for an interpreter. A professional health interpreter will translate the conversation between you and a health worker. They can be organised for any health appointment by the person who makes your appointment. 3. Prepare a list of questions to ask your doctor. Make a list of questions and take them to your doctor. If you are getting new information, such as a change in medication, check back about how and when to take it before you leave. Don't wait until your next appointment. And 4, ask your health worker to record or write down the information. Or ask them if it's okay for you to record what they say on your phone. This can help you remember it later. You should always seek the health worker's permission before recording on your phone. Optional Extras. This video in the module has more information about using Checkback with an interpreter. A transcript can be accessed from our resources page. This video in the module has more information about the value of bringing a support person with you. A transcript can be accessed from our resources page. So the next time you visit a health worker, take your Checkback help sheet with you and have a go. Checkback. Will you check to get it right? Your feedback. Thank you for taking the time to do this module. We welcome your feedback. Overall, how would you rate this module from 1 to 5 stars? What is the one thing you have learnt? Do you have any positive comments about the module and or any suggestions for how we could improve it?